بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله.
Answering a doubts and questions, and questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
Allah who is Ar-Rahman, Allah who is Al-Mannan.
La ilaha illallah.
Please send us your emails through our email, which is englishradio@irib.ir.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Call of Islam page. Well, welcome to another episode of the program Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. I am Atta, the host of this program. Sheikh Karimi is the special guest speaker for today's discussion. Assalamu alaikum, Sheikh. Welcome to the show.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah, and thank you for having me.
Okay, Sheikh Karimi, sometimes in the Islamic textbooks, the Shia Isna'ashari is called Al-Firqatul Najiya, or the saved sect. First of all, is this, we can say, title authentic for the Isna'ashari Shiites? And if so, where does it come from?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Al-Firqatul Najiya, the saved sect or denomination, is based on a narration which is mentioned both in Shia and Sunni sources. So it's not only the Shia. Many Sunni scholars, they have referred to this narration, and of course they believe that they are the saved sect. So that hadith, that narration is known as Hadith al-Iftiraq. There are various versions for it. Let me just share one of them as mentioned by Sheikh Kulaini in Al-Kafi, Volume 8, page 224. So basically, Hadith al-Iftiraq is referring to a narration by the Prophet saying that Muslims will be divided into many sects and only one of them would be saved and would reach salvation. In this narration, the Holy Prophet is quoted as saying, إِنَّ الْيَهُودَ تَفَرَّقُوا مِنْ بَعْدَ مُوسَى عَلَىٰ إِحْدَى وَسَبْعِينَ فِرْقَةٍ. The Jews after Prophet Musa alayhi salam were divided into 71 sects. منها فرقة في الجنة وسبعون فرقة في النار. Out of these 71, only one of them will go to heaven, meaning that would be saved, and the other 70 would be in the hellfire. وتفرقت النصارى بعد عيسى عليه السلام على 72 فرقة. So for Musa it was 71. After Jesus, the Christians would be divided into 72 sects. فرقة منها في الجنة, one of them would be in the heaven, وإحدى وسبعون في النار, and the 71 sects would be in the hellfire. What about the Islamic nation? وتفرقت هذه الأمة بعد نبيها على 73 فرقة. After Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and his family, the Islamic nation would be divided into 73 sects, إثنتان وسبعون فرقة في النار, 72 sects in the hellfire, وَفِرْقَةٌ فِي الْجَنَّةِ, and only one of them in the heaven. In, as I mentioned, there are various versions in Bihar al-Anwar, volume 28, page 5. We have a similar narration. Imam Ali alayhi salam quotes the Holy Prophet as saying that the nation of Musa alayhi salam would be divided into 71, and the nation of Jesus alayhi salam into 72. And in each case, only one of them would be saved. وَإِنَّ أُمَّتِي سَتَفَرَّقُ بَعْدِي عَلَىٰ 73 فِرْقًا. And my nation would be divided after me into 73 sects. فِرْقَةٌ مِّنْهَا نَاجِيَة. So فِرْقَ نَاجِيَة is mentioned in this version. Only one of them is saved. وَاثْنَتَانِ وَسَبْعُونَ فِي النَّارِ. And 72 sects would be in the hellfire. So this is Hadith al-Iftiraq, Hadith of Division. This is the famous hadith of Hadith al-Iftiraq, Hadith of Division, referring to different divisions among the Jews, among the Christians, and among Muslims, and according to some narrations, among Majus as well. And now, the question is that, and this is mentioned, as I mentioned, by many Shia and Sunni scholars in their books, because at the end of the day, the Holy Prophet is referring to many divisions among Muslims, many denominations and sects, and the fact that only one of them is saved and one of them is going to reach salvation. There are many discussions about the authenticity of this hadith, for example, because it's not mentioned in Sahih Muslim and Sahih Bukhari, and Nawbakhti in Firaq al-Shi'a and Abu al-Hasan Ash'ari in Maqalat al-Islamiyin. These two books are about the Islamic texts. They have not referred to this hadith.
Yes.
According to Ibn Hazm and Durusi, this is not an authentic narration.
Mm-hmm.
But as I mentioned, at least this is a very well-known narration. And some people believe that it is not only a famous narration, mashhur, but also a mutawatir, widely transmitted by the Shia and Sunni scholars. And one of the contemporary scholars, Ayatollah Subhani, believes that although the chain of the narration might not be that authentic, but because of the fact that it's been quoted by many scholars mm-hmm. in different books, okay. through different chains, we can make sure that this is an authentic narration. But again, as I mentioned, this is a difference of there is a difference of ideas among both Shia and Sunni scholars whether this is an authentic narration or not.
IRIB English Radio presents Questions and Answers on Islamic Beliefs. Answering your theological questions in Questions and Answers on Islamic Beliefs. Send us your questions to EnglishRadio@irib.ir.
Are there any indications, for example, in Khutbah Qadiriyah, referring to, for example, selecting Imam Ali alayhi salam as the successor, and then referring, for example, refer to him, or you will be divided if you do not believe in him as the authentic successor of me?
Okay, now the main question here is that, okay, let's imagine that we have accepted this narration of Hadith al-Iftiraq. So which firqa, which denomination is the al-firqatul najiyah, the saved mm-hmm. sect? So it's very natural that all the Muslim scholars who have accepted this narration, they have claimed that the firqatul najiyah is referring to what I'm following. So mm-hmm. if you're Sunni, if you're Ash'ari, Mu'tazili, because again, we need to find all these 73 sects. The Holy Prophet, according to this narration, is telling us that the Islamic nation would be divided into 73 sects.
Yes.
And some scholars, some Muslim scholars have tried to number these 73 sects, mm-hmm. because it's not easy.
Okay.
Whether it is theological denominations mm-hmm. or, I mean, the different schools in jurisprudence, but some have tried to do so. But then the question is that, okay, which one is the safe sect?
Or maybe the number is showing kasra, the multitude, for example, of going astray to this and that, isn't
it? It's very unlikely, because the Holy Prophet, when he is comparing Jews, Christians, Muslims,
mm-hmm.
when he says that Jews were divided into 71, mm-hmm. Christians into 72, and Muslims into 73, it's very unlikely to refer to, not
so
to
the number is authentic,
number.
You mean?
It seems that the wordings of the narration is telling us that 73 matters. It's mm-hmm. not only referring to the great number of the sects and denominations. So again, as I mentioned, it's very natural that when it comes to Sunni, they have claimed that this Firqatul Najiyah, this sect, is referring to Ahlus Sunnah. Again, we have many divisions among Sunnis when it comes to theology. We have Ash'aris, Mu'tazilis, Maturidis, New Ash'aris, New Mu'tazilis.
Yes.
When it comes to jurisprudence, we have Maliki, Shafi'i, mm-hmm. Hanbali, Hanafi, and all these divisions among the Sunnis. When it comes to Shia, again, we have like Zaydis, Ismailis, Waqifis, Twelvers. So it's very natural and normal to claim that, I mean, each scholar who belongs to a sect to claim that
yes.
We are the saved sect.
Okay.
But there is I think I believe that there is only one point which is only specific for the Shia, for the 12 verse Shias. And this is the fact that the 12 verse Shia are the only Islamic sect that can prove their beliefs based on the sources of other Islamic denominations. So, for example, you cannot find any Sunni scholar who can believe the authenticity of Sunni school of thought based on Shia sources. But as 12ers, we are able to prove the authenticity of Shia school of thought based on Sunni sources. For example, when it comes to appointing Imam Ali alayhi salam as the first successor after the Holy Prophet, there are many narrations in this regard in Sunni sources.
Yes.
Beginning from Hadith Yawm al-Indar, the day that the Holy Prophet invited his close relative to the religion of Islam, and he introduced Imam Ali alayhi salam as his caliph and wazir. Famous narration of Manzala before the Battle of Tabuk, in which the Holy Prophet told Imam Ali alayhi salam that you are like Aaron to Moses,
yes,
to me, except that there is no prophet after me. Hadith of Ghadir, which has been mentioned in many sources of Ahl Sunnah. So this is one point that is very clear in Sunni sources. When it comes to the purity of Imam Ali alayhi salam and Ahlul Bayt,
Ayatul Tathir, Ayatul Ikmar,
and the narrations which are mentioned in Sunni sources about the fact that Ayatul Tathir was revealed about Lady Zahra salamullah alayha, Imam Ali alayhi salam, and Imam Hassan and Imam Hussein alayhi salam. When it comes to Hadith of Thaqalain, it's a mutawatir narration in Sunni sources. The Holy Prophet is telling the Muslims that I'm leaving among you the Quran and my Ahlul Bayt. And yes, Ahlul Bayt, according to Sunni sources, are referring to the Imams and Lady Zahra salamullah alayha. The narration that reads that if you die without knowing the Imam of your time, yes, your death is the death of ignorance. So the question is that who is the Imam of our time? Mm-hmm. It is only the Shia who believes in an alive Imam right now and in all the times, from the time of the Prophet onwards.
Yes.
Or even more importantly, the famous narration of 12 caliphs. It's been mentioned in many Sunni sources with authentic chains of the narration, yes, that the Holy Prophet said, after me there would be 12 caliphs or 12 emirs, or 12 rulers, and through them Islam would be...
Even sometimes say the names were mentioned.
Yeah,
that's another hadith.
Another narration, yes, yes, yeah. But the narration of 12 caliphs, in that, yes, there is no name.
Yes.
But Sunni scholars, they have discussed what this number of 12 is referring to, and none of them has been able to bring a convincing answer to the question is that what this number is referring to.
Okay.
And only the Shia are able to explain this narration. So my point is that although it's very natural to the followers of all Islamic denominations to claim that this Firqatun Najah is referring to the sect that they follow, yes, but it seems that Shia, the 12 Shia, are the only denominations that can prove that they are the safe sect based on the sources of other denominations.
Okay.
Just let me share one last point regarding this hadith of Iftiraq.
Yes.
Some books have been written about this narration.
Yes.
And specifically, I'm talking about the books written by the Shia scholars. Among them are As-Sawarim al-Madiya fil Firqat al-Najiya, written by Sayyid Muhammad Mahdi Husseini Qazwini al-Hilli. He tries to prove that this narration is referring, Al-Firqat al-Najiya is referring to the 12 verse Shia.
Yes.
Allama Majlisi admires this book a lot. Ithbat al-Firqat al-Najiya by Muhammad Hassan Shariat Madar Astarabadi, who passed away in 1318. In it, not only he proves that al-Firqat al-Najiya is referring to the 12 Shia, he also mentioned the names of the remaining 72 sects. And also al-Firqat al-Najiya by Ibrahim bin Sulaiman Qatifi.
Yes.
Risalatun Usuliyya fi Ithbat madhab al-Firqat al-Najiya min bayn al-Firq al-Islamiyya by Sheikh Ja'far Kashif al-Ghita, and Ithbat al-Firqat al-Najiya by Khaja Nasiruddin al-Tusi.
That's all right. Thank you very much, Sheikh Karimi, for a nice elaboration regarding the concept of Al-Firqatul Najiyah, or the saved sect. It was very kind of you.
My pleasure.
And thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of the program Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. For more information, visit our website at parstoday.ir, Call of Islam page. Till another episode, God bless you all. Fi amanillah.
Inna fi al-jannati nahran min laban li aliyin wa husayin wa hasan li aliyin wa husayin wa hasan. إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن كل من كان محبا لهم كل من كان محبا لهم يدخل الجنة من غير حزن يدخل الجنة من غير حزن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن علي حسين وحسن.